Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in our Lenten devotional series, and today I'll be reading for us Micah chapter 7, verses 18 through 20. And I'll read that for us. Micah chapter 17, 18 through 20. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Amen. I've shared this before, but I was not a great student in college. Although it doesn't happen often, every now and then the subject of GPA comes up, and people are surprisingly shocked to find out that I actually maintained about a 3.5 throughout college. And it stings a little when they have their doubts, but to be honest, I don't blame them. I never studied in advance. I always blew off assignments. I literally skipped at least 75% of my classes. And the question that usually comes up is, how did I even pass, much less maintain, that kind of GPA? I could point to a variety of factors. For one, I thought the psychology program at Northeastern was honestly way easier than the majors my friends were in. I also think that my high school days taught me how to cram well. And since psychology exams were pretty much all multiple choice, I just had to vaguely recognize which answer sounded familiar. But at the end of the day, I think the biggest reason I was able to make it through college was the patience of my professors. Time and time again, they would receive emails from me apologizing for not showing up to class for a month or asking for an extension on a paper. Sometimes both in the same email. And almost every single time, my professors would be so understanding and so willing to look past my delinquency. For whatever reason, they would always be accommodating and welcomed my attendance and my submissions as soon as I was able to. I was always super grateful, and I kind of tried to pick up the slack, but something that always creeped into my mind is the fear that one day their patience would suddenly run out. After all, I never once thought that I particularly deserved their understanding and cooperation. They had every right to reject my requests and heavily, heavily penalize me for how little effort I put into their class. And over time, I began to get this image of each of my professors just barely holding back their annoyance as they replied to my emails. It must have only been a matter of time before they snapped. It took a while before I realized that more than just doling out punishment or maintaining a status quo, my professors actually cared about my education and were rooting for my success. Their patience for me was so great because it matched their desire for me to succeed. In our passage today, Micah glorifies the Lord and praises him for his compassion. He describes God's character as one that overflows with love and desires strongly to forgive us. And Micah proclaims an aspect of God's love that I think we don't often elaborate on. God, even in his perfection and his holiness, he sees our trespasses and our sin, and he still wants to forgive us. Now let's look at our passage again. Micah writes that God pardons iniquity and passes over transgression. He doesn't retain his anger because he delights in steadfast love. He has compassion on us. He treads our iniquities underfoot. He casts all our sins into the depths of the sea. He shows faithfulness to Jacob, steadfast love to Abraham, just like he said he would. Our God is a God who doesn't just begrudgingly forgive us. He doesn't grit his teeth as he answers our prayers saying, I'll forgive you, but this is the last time. Our God delights in steadfast love. He wants us to have an intimate, right relationship with him. As much as we wrong him, he has compassion on us to bring us back into his presence whenever we repent and come back to him. You know, if you're in a micro church, you may have went through the Bible study regarding honesty and the danger of oaths. And our group had a really great discussion this week about how culturally we've seemed to just come to expect a certain level of dishonesty in everything anyone says. We hold a quote-unquote healthy distrust regarding anything we hear. And I couldn't help but wonder, maybe we unconsciously apply that same skepticism towards God's faithfulness. We know that he forgives us. We know that he is willing to overlook our sin. But perhaps without even knowing it, we keep ourselves from fully trusting God, from totally and completely living in the reality that he will never leave us. Perhaps we're so accustomed to promises being broken, to patience running out, to commitments fading away, that there is a part of us that wonders if God's grace will one day end. But God reveals his character to us, that he delights in loving us. His love is steadfast. It will never diminish or run dry. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning for you and for me. That's how great his faithfulness is. That Micah says, who is a God like you? Where else can we find a God that will always be so ready to accept us in our brokenness, who desires and delights in steadfast love? Now, this morning, I hope we can allow the truth of this passage to bring us to praise him. As we reflect on the utter faithfulness of God, let's repent of the ways that we deny his love. And let's wholeheartedly accept this mercy that he has for us this morning. Let's go to him in prayer. Lord, you are a God that is unmatched in the way that you are always willing to forgive us. Lord, we thank you for your character, that you delight in loving, that you delight in being in a right relationship with us. Lord, I pray that we can just match even just a fragment of how willing you are to chase after us. Help us to devote ourselves to this God that is constantly renewing this relationship, as constantly breathing life into our brokenness. Lord, I pray that it changes us. I pray that this reality transforms us to love with the same kind of delight. Lord, we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.